Today is Monday. Coming up on Friday, the 17th, the Chamber for Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro will be holding its annual Business Excellence Awards from 2 to 3 p.m., honoring local businesses and business leaders in our community. You can get more info on their website, carolinachamber.org. On their Facebook page, they've been getting the word out about the nominees for the last couple of weeks. Some really, really cool businesses and business leaders here in Chapel Hill Carrboro. Joined on the phone by Aaron Nelson, who heads up the Chamber for Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro, for more on that and an update on the state of the local business community as we all continue to muddle through COVID-19 together. Aaron, thank you so much for being with us today. How are you?
It is wonderful to be with you, Aaron. Thank you again for your service to our community and keeping everybody up to date.
So let's begin by talking about the Bees. It's coming up on Friday. What's in store for this year's edition of the awards?
It's going to be really fabulous. And many times our evening event with red carpet and maybe higher ticket price isn't accessible to everybody in our community. And this year we'll be doing it virtually. And we are happy to invite the whole community to participate. They can find information at carolinachamber.org. But 30 nominees, 10 businesses will be awarded. We'll be highlighting in multiple categories: new business of the year, microenterprise, mid-sized business, nonprofit of the year, community impact award, innovation, young professional of the year, university-born business, businesswoman of the year. Really, we know that this pandemic is really heartbreaking for many local businesses. We know it's been really tough for parents and students, and we want to take some time out to celebrate exceptional business leadership and the businesses that help make this community special.
And these businesses were nominated a while ago, so they do great work all the time. But I know a number of these businesses, I mean, they've all had to adapt and manage in the midst of COVID-19. But some of them and some of the individuals that are going to be honored have really gone out of their way and stepped up their efforts in an innovative and notable and community-helping kind of ways, right?
That's 100% true, and it's going to require that for businesses to be successful. Mm-hmm. Same old just doesn't work anymore. But these businesses are mostly being recognized for their work in the pre-COVID economy. Later this year and throughout next year, we'll be recognizing those who have really excelled in these last 18 to 20 weeks. But we are excited to invite the community to recognize these businesses. To learn more about the finalists, you can check out our Facebook page or Instagram feed, as well as on the Chamber's website. I am very excited, and the event itself will be a lot of fun, potentially calamitous, but we think a lot of fun, because we will be live delivering these awards to their homes.
Oh, wow.
So we'll announce the three finalists, and the finalists are, and then like Publishers Clearinghouse,
I was just going to say,
with a big check and a giant set of balloons, the UNC Athletic Department's event staff will be stationed throughout our community at 8 different locations, prepared to ring a doorbell or knock on a business's door and hand them, properly socially, physically distanced, wearing masks, but hand them their award. And then all of us gathered will watch them receive that, and hopefully they can run back to their computer in time to give a little speech accepting it.
That's awesome. So will the winners know that they're winners in advance?
No.
So that they can expect
No.
the doorbell to ring, or they're just going to, okay.
They know they are finalists. So
right.
All finalists know that the doorbell might ring in between or a knock on their business door between 2 and 3 o'clock on Friday. And we will hopefully be able to coordinate this. And the creativity goes to Vanessa Watson on the Chamber staff, and the folks at UNC Athletics event staff will be helping execute.
That's really cool. Again, carolinachamber.org is the website. Go there for more information. You can also, again, as Aaron mentioned, check out the Facebook page or the Instagram page for the Chamber for Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro. Speaking with Aaron Nelson, that's coming up on Friday again at 2 p.m., and everyone's invited to tune in and check that out. Just in general, as we're still, you mentioned, 18 to 20 weeks in, and this is going to be going on for a long time, longer to come. What is the state of, just in general, the business community here in Chapel Hill Carrboro?
Quite candidly, it is mixed. There are some businesses who are thriving in this economy, and there are some businesses for which this economy has been devastating, and their survival is at stake. So and it's complicated. So particularly, as we, you know, you would suspect, our retail, restaurant, hospitality, and many of our high-touch service businesses, gyms, hair, nails, those have really been tough. We still have our folks in gyms not allowed to open. So in personal training, we are going to see closures, unfortunately, in that space. Our restaurants are really struggling to figure out how to open, how to do it safely, as are many of our retailers. The message to the general community is, if you wear a mask, if you do not touch your face, if you hand sanitize, if you keep a general sense of distance, you are safe re-engaging in our economy. And I encourage you to put down the mouse and get out of the house. That ordering from Amazon is, I know, easy, but make that extra effort to purchase it from a local. Maybe they can deliver it to you. Maybe you can pick it up curbside. Maybe you can go into the business and do the transaction, but they are ready for you. Just think twice. Every time you make an order or purchase a product, think twice. How are you ordering it? Who are you ordering it from? What positive impact could you have on this economy? And then make the local choice, please.
Yeah, we are getting further into this, and now we are beginning to get increasingly clear that this is going to be with us for a while to come. You've talked before about the need for businesses to adapt and to change and to be open to change in the coming weeks and months. How are you seeing them doing that?
Some are doing it with great success. They are taking this time of slower business to really think, to pull together friends and mentors and peers and really game it out. Talk to their CPAs or financial professionals. And if you don't have a CPA or an attorney to talk to, which most businesses don't, one, you could get one. But there's great services, whether it's a Small Business Technology Development Center, that's the university, the Small Business Centers, the Chamber of Commerce. There are people to ask questions, to talk it out with. But think of really gathering a set of volunteers or people you trust and admire to give you some advice about how to behave differently, assuming that this goes on for months and months and months. We are not just enduring a small period of slowdown. We are adapting to a different way of life. Mm. And it is complicated, but we are up to the challenge. And for the customer and the shopper, you can make a big difference with your wallet, how you choose to do business. And to the business people, it is... it's not just going to poof one day be over and we'll emerge from our chrysalises as butterflies and fly away. It is an adaptive adjustment to really difficult times, and the Chamber's here to help you.
Mm-hmm. We're going to later this week hear from Governor Cooper on guidance from the state level on schools reopening. Obviously, local school districts like Chapel Hill Carrboro are already making plans for the fall semester. UNC is doing the same thing. How important are those decisions for local businesses, especially here in a college town?
Yeah, very important. And I encourage the businesses to have multiple scenario plans. There's a plan A, the university opens exactly as they've said. Plan B, they make modifications. Beginning to scenario plan for schools as well. You will have employees, the business community will have employees who have students at home. The school plan of some students in and some students out means at least 3 days a week our public school students are at home. Mm. And how businesses can adapt and support their employees. But it's time for employers to be engaging with their employees now to set those plans. Don't wait till August. to set those plans.
Speaking with Aaron Nelson again, carolinachamber.org for more on the Chamber for a Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro. As we wrap up, other things that folks ought to know about the local business community, resources that are available, or anything else?
Well, key to remind folks that several resources remain available. The Economic Injury Disaster Loan is still available. The applications have reopened to small businesses. It's a grant of up to $1,000 per employee, up to 10 employees, and a loan at incredibly good terms of up to $150,000. If you didn't think you needed that when it first came available, but maybe you need that now. It takes 20 minutes to do the application. It's on the SBA's website. You should do it. Second is PPP funds are still available. There are billions of dollars still available if you didn't think you need it back when they first came available, but think you need it now. If you have been denied for either of those, you can apply again. Seek help from professionals or your Chamber of Commerce. We can help you get through that. Take advantage of all the resources that are available to you.
And again, carolinachamber.org for more information on the Chamber for a Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro. Back to where we started. Don't forget the annual Business Excellence Awards this Friday from 2 to 3 p.m. 10 local businesses and business leaders will be recognized. 30 nominees. They're all terrific. Aaron Nelson, thank you so much for being with us today and for all you do.
It is my pleasure. And thank you, sir, for all your station and the website. Great work, Aaron Keck and the people at WCHL. Take care.